Joe.
Charles.
How you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Good. So where are we? What's going on here?
So we are in Seoul, Korea.
Yep.
And we are basically at the Imagine Cup 2007 Worldwide Finals.
Okay. Now that's a casino behind
us. It is a casino behind us.
What's going on here?
Well, you know, we got a lot of smart kids here. We might as well use them for their disadvantage. No, I'm just kidding.
Of course.
No, it happens to be in this big, huge complex that has a couple of hotels, and there's a casino.
So, outstanding.
And that's just kind of cool to look at, so we decided to stand in front of it and talk.
Perfect. So let's go check it out.
All right.
Show us around.
All right. The casino.
Yes, nice.
And the really cool aesthetics of the casino. The one thing you find about the Korean culture is they have this fantastic sense of aesthetics. Not only do they have this sort of rich history, and you're in this country, like, everybody wants to take a look at a map that's actually divided, right? We got North Korea and South Korea.
Mm-hmm.
We're in South Korea, of course, in Seoul. But they have this fantastic idea and understanding of art, this appreciation of form, this appreciation of aesthetics.
Yeah.
And it shows up in everything we see. You'll see it when you see the designs.
Absolutely. Very cool. Boy, that waterfall is very neat. So where are we off to now?
So we probably should head off to the software design competition.
Okay.
There's 9 categories. So we've got a lot to cover, and we'll probably, you know, keep it short and sweet as best we can.
Yeah.
So there's 9 categories, and we want to get a little bit on each one, kind of tell you still what's up and how it's going to run.
Okay.
So let's go over software design and see what those guys are doing. It hasn't started yet.
Okay.
So it might be a little quiet, because it could be, like, very tense moments right now.
Excellent. We want to capture that.
Yeah.
Right on. This certainly is a nice venue.
Yeah.
So what's the theme this year, Jeff?
So, yeah, as you guys know, every year the Imagine Cup does a theme. It's always about a social cause.
Uh-huh.
And this year it's about education. So imagine a world where technology enables a better education for all.
Okay.
The for all part's actually really interesting.
Yeah.
I think the intention of the theme was originally to just get them to build or think about education apps. But the for all, those two words added on, actually switched it over to, yes, we'll build education apps, but we'll also deal with people who have disabilities and help them get access to education.
Cool.
Or help, you know, disadvantaged people get access to education. So for all, sort of change the game. Just
absolutely.
Those two words.
Interesting. So it sounds like a lot for helping people with disabilities. I mean, hey, yeah.
Just kidding. Yeah, it does. It's
that was an example. Like, I couldn't hear.
You couldn't. So, yeah, it is a lot about... Let's go this way. It's not about people with disabilities. It just so happens that the theme brought that out. It sort of exaggerated that. We have great balance of solutions here that go into all education. You know, like there's a China team that's basically figured out how to reach all the way out into the rural areas of China and get them a higher quality education.
Nice.
So that's just a big education app, like enterprise level stuff. But then there's also people who said, look, there are enough people with hearing challenges around the world that we want to be able to help them too, and help them, you know, quality education too.
Absolutely.
So what you see here, which is kind of hard to get a sense of, you've got 55 teams. You can tell by looking at that number there. That's their booth. And they're from 55 separate countries all over the world, and they've brought their software applications here to be judged. And if you come down here down the center and kind of look right down the middle, you can kind of get a sense of the scope and scale of this thing.
Nice.
And what you see in the back is actually the judging room. Let's go check those out. You can see the different names of different countries. You can see the guys working on their stuff.
Hi.
And we'll be talking to them, of course.
Of course. And everybody you see in the green t-shirt is a student partner from Korea. We have 60 student partners from Korea hanging out just helping every team with whatever they need.
Nice.
So if you come down through here, we're just going to go. So we're just going to, what's going on is you basically have this presentation layer. This is where the judges will sit.
Uh-huh.
This is where the students will present. And then you can also have like an audience of people that can watch.
Mm-hmm.
But they, once they come in the door, they have to stay the whole time. They have to be quiet because it's not about them.
Yeah.
It's all about what these guys see and what those folks present.
I see.
So they built their applications, and now they're here. They plug it in. They run through this. There's a series of presentations.
Mm-hmm.
Each group of students actually presents more than once. In other words, one set of judges doesn't decide your fate.
Sure.
So you actually go through this, and then you'll have to do it again.
Wow.
And the combination of scores is what sort of ranks you.
Interesting.
So we have 55 teams, and within 24 to 36 hours, you'll actually go down to like 12, and then another 24 hours, you'll go down to 6, and out of 6, you'll find the winners.
Outstanding. So one of the things that they're going to be judged on I would imagine, is their presentation skills.
Very little, actually.
Very little.
Yeah, I mean, they need to be able to communicate their application, but it's about the technology, not about the showmanship.
Okay.
So showmen do fine because they're good communicators.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you know, if you look at the judging criteria, you'll see something like less than 10% of the total score has to do with your presentation.
Excellent.
It's your architecture. It's, you know, the elegance. It's how you approached it. It's the difficulty of the problem. It's those types of things that you're
beautiful. Really,
you're going to win or lose on.
Okay, great. That's good to know.
So, by the way, this is one. That you're just seeing, this is one of the 9 categories that are in the Imagine Cup this year. So
outstanding.
The biggest, but just kind of get
sure.
a sense of it.
Cool.
Nice box. No, that's just more.
Hey, that's Leandro.
Oh, yeah,
he is. Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you doing? Now?
Very good.
Excellent.
Very good. Excited, happy.
Good. Things are going really well.
Very, very well.
Cool.
Oh, here's the Korean team. So these are our hosts, basically, the whole thing. Cameras are being set up, and everybody in Korea is watching.
Ah, because this is the home team.
Hey guys, how are you?
Just want to say hello.
Hello.
Good luck. When do you present? You present later today.
Yes.
So yeah. So nervous? Just representing your country in your country. No big deal. That's right.
Yeah, definitely.
You got to win at home.
Home team.
Good luck. Good luck.
Thank you.
Make sure that's right. See you.
Cool. We'll come back and talk to you guys. Hey.
Japan, so they're feeling comfortable.
Nobody oh, yeah, they got it going on.
Everybody's fine. You know. You want to look for the really nervous ones. There's always going to be somebody completely freaking out.
Absolutely.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Oh, now, look, they really, like, take over their space. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Spain. This is South Africa. I mean, they just, you know, rule their space.
Outstanding.
And you can see, again, you can kind of get a sense of the theme better here than us talking about it.
Absolutely.
You can see what these guys take it on. The cool thing is that they go nuts about it, right? If I'm going to spend all this time, why not put it on social calls?
Mm-hmm.
And the education won't hit home. I love the idea of having people who are supposedly being educated teaching the rest of the world what they ought to do about education.
Cool, but let's talk about this for a second. I mean, how do you come up with these themes?
Well, every year we sort of poll students and see what's kind of at the edge of what's going on, what they're thinking about, what's sort of their political interests. And we also look at sort of what the key issues are with, like, the United Nations. Mm. The United Nations has a thing called the Millennium Goals, which are really, if you wanted a definition of what are the most important problems in the world, it's the baseline stuff like poverty, like environment, like education, like health. Mm. And so you want to find something that's big and important, not just a local issue. And so we look at those kind of combinations of those two things, and if they come together, we go for it.
Outstanding. Very cool.
Just wish the boys good luck over there.
So, right,
they
right.
need your support and confidence. See you.
Right.
See you.
Was with you with the office with the education, the Minister of Education office, first met.
That's right. Yeah, Sungun Bet. Right.
We met in India last year.
Excellent.
No, in Yokohama.
And you're sorry. That's right. All the way back to Japan. We met 2 years ago.
Wow.
Japan. That's right.
That's right.
And we had a wonderful long meeting and conversation about trying to bring the Magic Cup to Korea.
Here, uh-huh. And that dream became reality.
Excellent. Well, let me ask you then, why Korea?
Why Korea? Well, potential, I guess, and the passion for the information technology.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a, you know, great choice.
Well, I remember our original conversation, we were talking about the education level in Korea. 94%
exactly.
of all the people in this country graduate university.
94%?
94% graduate university. It's one of the most educated countries in the world.
Outstanding.
So a theme of education in a place like that, it's a great fit.
Okay.
So
right.
Show him your badge and tell him who you are.
Oh, sure, sure. I'm Steve Cha. I'm a judge in the software design,
uh-huh.
and I'm a professor in the computer science department at Korea Advanced Institute of Science and Technology.
Excellent.
And I live about 100 miles south.
Uh-huh.
And
Steve was sent as an ambassador to Japan to talk us into considering Korea. And it was,
right.
you know, and the thing was that we did a whole voting system inside of the company, and Korea won that way too. So
great.
Cool.
Great.
All right, Steve, thanks.
Well, good job, and good luck judging the competition.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Nice to meet you.
Have fun.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
See you.
Absolutely. I'm actually going to come up and interview you.
you can see, these guys are all getting ready to go through their presentation, so we're going to try and stay out of their way, but it's pretty serious time for them.
Oh, this is
great.
There's
a lot going on.
I'm looking forward to going around and talking to all of them.
Yeah, you got to sneak into some of the presentations, too, just to see how they go.
Cool.
Okay.
So where are we off to now?
So we should go off to Embedded. And Embedded is up here, and so is Interface Design and Web Development. So okay. 9 categories all together, and you have...
Who knows what that's going to look like?
That's
cool.
Right. Yeah. So you have all those different categories. I think probably we'll go check them out. We'll see if we'll let me in without a badge.
I'm sure they will.
Show that every room I go in. Down there is the very cool Vista Hall, which is where we do all the big shows.
Nice.
We're on the floor now. We got to go up the floor.
Cool. Well, it's nice to see this environment.
Yeah, it's a nice place.
So a Korean judge, huh? He's going to vote for the Korean team?
Steve? Steve's a hard ass.
Oh, I'm sure.
He's tough.
Just kidding.
I know, he's tough though. He'll take them all on.
So let me ask you that. How do you go about picking judges?
It's pedigree, right? How smart are you? How good are you? How much have you done in industry?
Wow.
Are you qualified to judge this caliber of competition? And so they're pretty coveted spots. Like a lot of people come after them now. We get solicited to be judges.
Uh-huh.
And we turn away a whole lot of people.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, come on. if we're going to take the students and put their sort of careers on the line in some cases to try this stuff,
we've got
to give them the right level of competition and sort of credibility if we come out on the winner's side.
Absolutely. Hello?
That's the first thing they see when they walk in?
Yep.
Where they check in? All right. More student partners. Hi, guys.
Hi.
How are you?
Hey.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hi.
Interface design. Web development. Think of web dev as like the back end, and interface is the front end.
Makes sense.
Yeah. For you. So web development, everybody gets their own box.
That's interesting.
I don't know how the setup came out that way, but you get to work in your own box.
Nice.
Check in, you can check it out. You can see the teams.
Cool.
Watch the red stuff.
And
they're doing a quick briefing now.
Ah.
So they're kind of talking about the competition. That's on the interface design. We'll sneak around here so we don't bother Uni and those guys.
Cool.
Again, this is about the back-end applications on the web, what you're connecting to, the databases, the data, all those types of things.
Mm-hmm.
This is about the user experience.
Okay.
Natural to put them in the same room.
Do they work together at all?
They don't create solutions together. They're separate categories.
Interesting.
You'd think...
Why is that the case, Joe?
Otherwise, we would have one category.
Yeah, and it would be called
you'd have like...
Web 2.0.
2.5. But basically, I think what you have is there's a certain level of talents that work in both places.
Sure.
And everybody likes to have their own thing to compete on.
Absolutely.
So you'll find it here. So you see that one front free?
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't been in like 4 years
before. Wow.
Front Free has actually created sort of a student club in China at their universities that it's not the same students every year. They come in under the same team name. It's like an enterprise in China. So you can see these guys come in. You can see that they're working on the graphics element. You expect them to have like everything from design packages to strong graphics cards, all the stuff that they need to just really go after the look and feel of them.
Absolutely.
So there's only 6 teams. So think of the Magic Cup in 2 big buckets, online and offline.
Uh-huh.
Online is these competitions that happen on the web,
mm-hmm.
and you can do things like an IT challenge. People will, it's binary. You either got it done or you didn't get it done. You were the fastest or you weren't the fastest.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the art challenges like this one, the digital arts.
Mm-hmm.
They're sort of subjective. So you do community voting, and then you do expert judges to get you to the finals.
Interesting.
And then you have things like software design, which is also subjective, but it's based on the technology and the elegance. So you have to actually do that offline. So every country actually runs their own little Imagine Cup, and that's what gives them the right to come to the worldwide finals. So it's like the Olympics that way.
Interesting. It's kind of like the World Cup, huh?
Yeah, World Cup.
You play the qualifier matches.
It's a great way to think of it. So I don't know who else we got back here. So Romania is in here. Those guys come every year. They're so good.
Looks like France.
France. You got France. You should have noticed by the flag. We're already stacking up the cameras and the sodas.
And it's probably fair to assume that people take this really, really seriously.
Incredibly seriously. Okay. Like, so to kind of put a finer point on that,
mm-hmm.
the people who make it this far can pretty much guarantee on the best jobs in the industry.
Really?
Yeah. These kids, all these folks you're seeing in here, all these guys, are probably got job offers already.
Nice.
Because they qualified for this finals.
Wow.
I mean, it's a pretty serious, you know, monogram.
Right on.
And it shows up on resumes and, you know, becomes one of the biggest things you talk about.
Cool. Yep.
So embedded development we brought into the Imagine Cup this year. It was a separate kind of competition run in Microsoft last year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about, again, our embedded technology, but it also combines hardware. So they're really going after a different type of solution, not just like web-based or a software design piece. You can see the judging booths in the back.
Okay.
It's a little smaller, so we only need 2 judging booths to do it. But again, you can kind of get a sense of how complicated it is. This is one of the offline competitions as well, and it's pretty serious. I mean, anybody out there who understands embedded development,
absolutely,
I can't claim.
Yeah,
it's pretty serious.
Well, you write on really, really small computers.
Is that what it is?
No,
it's all like, you know, it's mini.
It's really interesting.
Yeah.
Magnificence of C major.
So they become by default they become interesting marketing people.
Yeah. Right,
so they go get graphic cards so they can promote themselves at this competition, because they know that everything from, you know, companies, corporations, to diplomats, to Microsoft people, to whatever long list you want to stack onto this, come. So not only competing, they're also promoting themselves.
Outstanding. Cool.
What's
Larry, up? Man.
How you doing, Charles?
Good. How are you doing? You're never on camera, dude.
I try not to be.
No, why?
It's all about the students.
You kind of look like Al Gore.
Really?
A little bit.
Thanks.
No, in a good way. In a good way.
Yeah, I take that in a good way.
How was your trip?
Good. How was yours? Who are you, man?
I'm Scott Davis.
Yeah?
I work for the embedded team.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
So you're an embedded Microsoft person at the event.
I'm embedded in Microsoft.
Nice, man.
We're here doing the embedded student challenge.
Okay. Yeah, Joe was taking us around. It sounds like... So these are for, you know, like devices running Windows CE, Windows Mobile, right?
Well, it's running Windows CE specifically. Windows Embedded is the product family for Microsoft, and that includes XP Embedded,
uh-huh.
and then Windows Embedded CE.
Nice.
And in this competition specifically, they're using CE.
Huh.
So just about any device that you can think of, from cash registers to jukeboxes to cameras to phones to industrial pig slicers, and I'm not kidding, there's industrial pig slicers that run CE. Anything that does something intelligent that's on a chip that isn't a computer is running an embedded operating system.
Certainly. Like this camera.
This camera is running an embedded operating system.
Sure, but not Windows.
It might be, I don't know.
Yeah. Very interesting.
Right. So that's what these students are doing, is showing devices that are using an embedded operating system, and we're using a very specific device. It's called an e-box. Might be a little technical, but it's the embedded device that they're using.
Okay.
And the thing that I think is interesting about this compared to the just the other software challenges is that it involves both understanding hardware and software at the same time. So they have to combine those.
Uh-huh.
Usually if you're programming, your innate understanding of the PC you're working with doesn't come into play as much.
Uh-huh.
But here they have to understand the specific platform, the embedded platform,
uh-huh.
that they're writing to.
Excellent.
So as you walk around, you'll see that the variety of things that you can do with an embedded device are incredible, from devices that help you learn how to play the piano to devices that help you learn Braille.
Nice.
Someone over there has this puppet that's embedded to help you. I'm going to screw it up, so I'm not even going
to
say.
That's okay. We're going to go around and talk to all of them later on during the week.
So check that out. Check the difference between what's going on between the hardware and the software, and that these teams have to understand both.
Cool. Well, hey, thank you for that.
Thanks for your time.
It really clears things up.
Rock
nice
on.
To talk to you, Scott.
Yep, take care.
So this is not
Na is our academic representative in China.
Yep.
And I just thought you'd find this pretty interesting. So how many people from China are here all together?
All together, more than 50 people this year, including 34 students.
Wow.
And 10 faculties.
Uh-huh.
And also several media people. So totally, this is our largest year.
She has to have a walkie-talkie just in case something goes wrong.
All right.
Yeah.
And they,
so
in this competition, they have how many teams?
Five teams.
Five teams of this competition are actually from China. The first part of this is online,
mm-hmm.
so they actually, it doesn't matter where you're from to qualify. There's
yeah.
no rule that you can't be from the same country. So China took five of the 12 spots. Do we have 12 spots?
15
yeah, spots 15. Altogether, yeah.
yeah.
So, wow.
They took five of
yeah.
And they won those.
Yeah, so
that's amazing.
Yeah. And also, I think students not only, you know, show their technology skills, but also, you see, the marketing, kind of marketing skills to promote themselves.
Excellent.
With posters, these kind of things.
Great.
Yeah, I think that's really cool.
Cool. Thanks,
yeah.
Na.
Thank you. Great to meet you, Na.
One of the things that's happening, I don't know if you want to catch it, is one of the presentations is just ending right now.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you want to go see them.
Well,
so
right
now, it's coming out.
Yeah, we will. I will. Right now, we got to finish this tour with Joe.
No problem.
He's on time, but we'll come back and check that out.
All right.
Al. Nice. Okay, Joe. Where are we off to now?
Let's see.
I love random Channel 8 interviews.
Let's see. We should go upstairs. We should go. You can see the operationalized. That's like the press room. There's 80.
Okay.
There's like 80 press from all over the world here.
Wow.
Staying at the hotel, covering the event every day, nonstop.
Uh-huh.
So they need their own workspace, which is big as a competitor's room. That's all in there. You can kind of see the people. And then let's go upstairs and
okay.
we'll see. You may. We'll see a couple of the other competitions.
Ouch.
Alright, so Project Hoshimi, gaming competition.
Uh-huh.
Photography, the digital photography we had this year, and short film.
Okay.
The illustrious Chris Hess.
Chris Hess from Monitor Robot.
Channel 8.
How's it going?
Yeah.
Good.
Hey, Channel 8.
How's life?
We're rocking it.
what's short film
it's
all
going
about?
Good. Short film? Short film is all about student filmmakers. Going out, basically they compete all year long. To make it to the final event here, and then they have a 36-hour challenge where they go out and they have to shoot a film based on a theme that we give them, and they come back and they shoot it, they edit it, they finish it all on the spot, and then
and
they submit
it,
and we get to watch it at the end. Yeah,
what's the theme?
The theme, I can't tell you yet.
Ta-da.
Yep.
Oh, so you surprise them.
We surprise them with
nice.
The theme, and so
it's connected to the overall education theme somehow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
No, not.
Yeah, that's not interesting because we're artists.
Education.
We'll make something up. Yeah.
Cool.
So that's short film. We'll take a look at that. But I'm gonna go check out Project Hoshimi.
Cool. Hey, great to meet you.
Yep.
See you.
Hey guys.
Hey. Hey guys.
So this is Project Hoshimi. Hoshimi is basically like a real-time 3D engine. You can write DLLs to and basically have these guys compete in real-time, live.
Mm-hmm.
You have test programs you can run it all on, see how good it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then actually they run competitions in here, projected onto the screen. And you got to kind of dig into it. It's a real-time 3D engine, so it also has... So Hoshimi is like medical, meaning that it's a body,
okay.
and it's about putting nanobots into... This is a game story. About putting nanobots into the body to fight disease or other nanobots.
Interesting.
And so this whole thing runs in real time, just like you'd play a game, but it's all because they coded to it. And based on how they choose their, to build their code, to build their DLLs,
mm-hmm.
is how effective they're going to be in the game. So what's sort of interesting is that it's not always the... Sometimes it's the creativity that wins rather than just the cleanest code or something like that.
Sure, absolutely.
So you'll see in here later on huge cheers when people are challenging, screaming and about how they're winning or losing or the case may be. Or,
excellent.
God, I wish I'd written that and I thought it would happen and look what happened, that kind of stuff. So
very cool.
It's a very cool, very cool one.
And they see it happening right there on the screen.
Yeah, they watch it on the screen.
In real time.
And it's, what's also, I think, pretty cool about this one is it has kind of a low, you don't have to be a deep coder to do it, but the more you know, of course, the more advantage.
Absolutely. But you have to be a creative problem solver.
You must. That's the key. You got to sort of take a different angle on things.
Absolutely.
These are the wonderful bathrooms from the W.
Nice. Gotta love the W. Yeah. They actually nailed it here.
They did.
Really did a great job.
Oh, we missed short film.
Short film.
This way. So short film is the art of telling a story. We get a lot of questions about why do you have short film in a technology competition.
Yeah.
And I got that this morning at the press conference. And the idea is that technology is about creating it and about using it and about what you can do with it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see this, you see nothing short of amazing on what people can do when they have the right technology in their hands.
Perfect.
So you can see the teams. You can see the setup. Like, so in here, they're going to have, you know, UPS backups. So when they're rendering out their films, they don't get shut down and lose the whole thing.
Sure.
They're going to have different sets of equipment. You're going to try to keep the room a little darker, a little more moody.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. I mean, you got to keep the...
You can see all the equipment getting set up here, getting ready to go.
Nice.
And they all get their... They get cameras, they get the mics, they get all the stuff set up. So everybody has this kind of set up.
Cool.
You can see them all kind of carrying around. And they're getting ready to go out and shoot now.
Nice.
And what they'll do is they'll actually get out of here and they'll go out into the city with whatever their concept or idea is, and they'll go build the film, and then come back, edit it, finish and everything, get it ready for judging. This makes up something like 50 to 60% of the final winner. So what you did to get here is only this much. What you do in 36 hours is what just designates the winner.
So this is pretty much like the only other part of... So for algorithms, for example, they're given the challenge like today.
Yes.
Right,
and these guys are too. They don't know what they're
doing. So there's only those are the two events where they get.
Well, photography is the same way. Photography is the same way. IT has no idea until they get in the room.
Nice.
So everybody, So all the competitions except for software design and embedded go through a 24 or 36 hour nonstop competition. So it's heavy.
Wow.
Heavy. And so
do we provide free caffeine?
Yeah, as much as. Thank you, Coca-Cola, for your sponsorship. Coca-Cola and a Red Bull can. I'm not sure. that's kind of how the whole thing rolls. So they'll go all the way through the night. Some will sleep, some won't.
Wow, cool entrance.
IT challenge. So the IT challenge is about setting up a network and managing a network. It's the sort of systems admin job.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens is every 3 hours they basically screw them. You know, they launch a virus attack on them, or they hack in, or they shut down the power, or they create a national disaster.
Yeah.
And they test these sort of super brainiac IT guys to see how they come at it.
Nice.
So come here and check out the setup. Okay. I'm sure we'll see Rand and the captain and all those guys in
Hey guys, how are you?
Doing a little filming,
checking
the place out. So give us the 2 minute soundbite on, or 20 second soundbite on, IT is all about what and how fast we have to get out of here. So
action.
We gotta get started.
Half an hour from now. There'll be students coming in, our competitors will come in, and they'll have 24 hours to build up the infrastructure.
Okay.
They're basically building each of them will be building a distance learning college. So they'll be building up the infrastructure so they can do internet cafe, they can go to they'll be able to conduct classes, the professor can stream video,
nice.
They can do that sort of thing. So they'll have to do all of that within...
provide the infrastructure for it.
The infrastructure for that, and we'll then have to demonstrate it. And then
once they get it running and they're all happy with it, you're going to screw them.
Exactly. even as they're building it.
Wow.
And so in the middle of the evening, they'll be sitting there and bam, we're going to have them step away from their computers.
Wow.
And we'll try and break something. We'll try and hack into the system or infect it with the virus or do stuff like that and see if we can make their lives a bit more difficult.
So pretty much then the challenge is designing defensively.
Exactly, yeah. It's all about security. So each of them have the infrastructure that they can build securely. So those colleges that they're building, those colleges have to be secure.
Excellent.
Because you know colleges are targets. So
you better believe it.
Yeah, and they have the technology. They have the Microsoft software to be able to do that.
Ah, all right. Well, hey, man. Thank you.
Hello.
For your time.
Hi, Mom.
How are you?
Hello, Judge.
I'm a junior judge from Romania.
A junior judge?
Yes, come on. First time for me.
First
time. Come on.
Yes. Last year I was competitor.
Yeah.
And now I'm judge.
So let me ask you, what's your criteria for success?
I don't know, maybe a lot of support for other students around the world, a lot of posts on Imaging Hub Forum, and I think this is...
Excellent. Cool. Yeah. Okay. Hey.
Thank you.
Great to talk to you. Yeah, it's going to be fun. Bye. We're probably going to have people stop by from 8 and watch one of these go off.
Yeah, 11 at 11 p.m.
Uh-huh.
And then every 3 hours thereafter, we'll do that.
Excellent.
The first one's probably going to be kind of boring, yeah. But like at 2 a.m.
When do they get into? 2 a.m.
2 a.m. should be cool.
Interesting.
So come in at 2 a.m.
All right. Hey, okay. enjoy the no sleep for the next 24 hours.
No problem. That's part of the business.
Take care.
Thank you.
That is a very interesting conversation.
Isn't that cool? Yeah. So we have one left. I think we've covered everything.
Yeah,
right?
Well, we got algorithms.
So we covered that earlier. We did software design.
Uh-huh.
We've done Project Toshimi, short film, digital photography. We've done IT. We've done, so that's five. We've done, what else?
What else did we do?
Web development. Embedded.
Interface design.
That's seven.
Yep.
Interface design, that's eight. The one left is algorithms. So... I was in the press conference this morning, and I talk about algorithm as like the unsung heroes of technology. These guys will go bury themselves in a room for 24 hours, mm-hmm. and they'll basically do genius stuff that nobody else understands, and then they'll come out the other side, and they'll very calmly go, "Thank you very much." You know, it's just the way these guys are, and it's amazing. And I tried to illustrate to them next floor. I tried to illustrate to the press that the reason we have search engines, mm-hmm. the reason that we can decode DNA, the reason we can do that kind of stuff is because of the algorithm guys.
Sure. Absolutely. They're all probably pretty good at math.
I think it's a skill that
kind of a given.
They've looked at.
Yeah.
And they're up in like the sunlight deck.
Good.
All by themselves, away from everything else, in their cool little room. So, welcome to Seoul.
Nice.
Here.
Nobody's in here yet. Got the countdown on. Hey guys,
we talked to him earlier today.
Yeah. So our channels for Microsoft. We're just kind of coming in, showing everybody the room, see what it looks like. We've already set up that you all have your own private, quiet little space.
Yeah.
And this is where all the geniuses go. So this is Brian. Brian's done this for us. Also helps guide the ones online when we do the algorithm competition. So we give these guys, just your 30-second. Like, here's what it's all about. What's going to happen over the next 24, 36 hours?
Sure. We are going to do our best to stump these finalists. We've got six huge brains sitting in this room, and we've got 10 really tough problems to do. They're all optimization problems. They're all finding an algorithm to solve a very complex problem and to do it optimally.
Nice. And in 24 hours.
24 hours, yep.
Nice. They have no idea really yet what... They're going to have to do, right?
That's
you
right.
just throw it on them.
That's right. Yep.
Amazing. That is part of the efficiency, yeah? Understanding quickly how to begin.
Yep, exactly.
Very interesting.
Yep. It's also because it's basically a closed book test. We don't allow any prep. We don't allow any resources, anything like that. So we don't give them the test until they walk
in. No internet connection in the room.
So no Google, no live search. So are they writing, they're writing code in C#,
that's
mostly?
Right. Yep.
But they could choose a different language.
They could. We have it set up so it's easiest in C#.
Okay.
But they could.
Very cool. Yep. But to them it doesn't matter because the language is simply a tool.
Right.
Right
so
on.
Go look at the screen and see what you see common about all but one of the competitors. Poland.
Oh.
Poland, Hungary, Russia, Ukraine. So what do you think they're teaching in Eastern Europe?
Math. Interesting.
And Singapore.
Nice.
Optimized day, Arudu. Nice.
How did these guys get here? So we've talked about how the software design people did.
So Brian can ask me a question. They go through it online, right? In order to make
so this is an online competition. Then,
that's right. This is the third round of the competition. In the first round, they solve a series of puzzles in a kind of a programming game called Herbert. There's four matches through there, and so we start out with I think about 10 or 15,000 folks, narrowed it down to 200 in the first round. In round two, we gave them 8 weeks to solve a very hard problem, a single very hard problem. Mm.
Open book, obviously.
That was open book.
Sure.
It's actually similar to the problems here, also C# with a little SDK. And now in the final round, we've taken 10 of those problems and compressed them into 24 hours.
Outstanding. Well, I'm looking forward to talking to him when they're done. Perfect. We talked to you guys earlier. How are you? What's your name again?
Daniel.
Daniel.
I'm a helping judge.
Excellent. And so what's some of the criteria you're going to use for being a successful person in this event?
Well, in this particular competition, I don't know if there's any others like this one, but in this one, the criteria is quite automated. I mean, they have a scoring formula that's very clear, and they have to make the best score they can. And we're giving them running automated programs to calculate that score. So basically, the judges are all about fairness, and most of our work is before the round to actually create challenging problems. That's where Richard helped us a lot.
Excellent.
Making sure the problems were challenging enough for them, not too easy, not too hard.
Uh-huh.
And
cool.
That's basically it.
So how did you? So you wrote the algorithm. You wrote some of the questions, huh?
Yeah, I wrote maybe half of the programs.
So how do you determine what do you think is too hard of a problem? Like how did you balance, like, given the amount of time they would have to solve it? Like, you have to factor that into it.
Well, I tried to solve it, and when I finished it with 5 minutes, that was too easy. What I can do in 10 hours, then maybe it's too hard.
Okay, understood. So you use yourself as the judge.
Yeah.
Excellent. And you've been in this competition before.
Yeah, last year I was a finalist.
Outstanding.
Did
cool.
You win?
No. I was too young.
Now I'm more experienced.
Yeah.
All right.
Excellent.
Thanks, guys.
Great, you guys.
Thank you.
See ya.
See you later.
So, I thought you'd find this kind of cool.
Ooh.
I was, when I have things on my mind, I really want to think, I walk.
Uh-huh.
So I was walking all over the hotel. I found this thing, like, in the middle of the night. This is one of the best views from this hotel of the city of Seoul. So as you kind of come up on this, you get like 180 degrees of what this city looks like. You kind of get a feel of where we are. This time of the year, it's very rainy. Very
yeah,
wet.
Humid,
it's
hot.
Very humid, yeah.
Yeah.
You kind of see kind of what it's all about. Can you see this river?
Yeah.
It's the Han River. It basically cuts through the city. See how it curves up back that way so the mountains off in the back?
Nice.
See. Let me see it. You can also see the pool.
Pool?
The pool's right down there. You get a sense of kind of the place.
Oh, that's cool for the hotel?
Yes.
Nice. It's a beautiful city.
Yeah. 15 million people.
Nice.
In one place. I don't know what it is. It's got to be like 250 square miles or something. It's crazy big.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Al.
That's going to be trouble.
This okay. is cool. Well, hey, Joe.
Yeah, man.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I'm looking forward to really digging into this competition. The students seem
yeah.
psyched.
Yeah, we're just skimming right now, aren't we?
Right on,
buddy. A lot more to do.
You take care.
Okay.